This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I was looking at some of my emails, and like I said, I don't read all the emails on air because I usually want it pertinent to some sort of subject until I see a bunch of them kind of circulating a similar topic. And many of you are having issues with family members, like siblings or parents or kids, etc. And I'm starting to detect a common theme. And I don't know if this relates to you, but it sure as hell relates to me. So it's pertinent all of a sudden. But it's interesting. You know, some of you, like your daughter-in-law, won't talk to you. You can't see the grandkids. You are the one taking care of your father. Your other siblings aren't. And now you're the enemy because you're making some decisions and they're not. And so, you know, it's interesting that where I think a lot of us are dealing with some very similar stress, and it's something that we wouldn't have seen decades ago or centuries ago because we did things different. You know, in the olden days, the kids took care of their own. Family stayed together. You didn't have the means to have a family completely separated and broken off. These days, we have a new set of problems. Although, thank God, we don't have to worry about hunting and gathering, and food is a little easier to come by than it used to be. However, we have other types of stressors. And we have a breakdown of the family unit because of the way many families have positioned themselves within the family. So, like, for example, my family split. Everybody just split. Everybody just factioned off and split for very good reasons. Reasons that I'm not going to go into, but everybody just kind of fled. And I get that. I get that. Okay? The problem is, if you guys are having something similar to what I'm having, one person is usually left to take on the responsibilities of the family. Now, the other family members will deny that, say, well, write that person off. That person's an enemy. Write that person off. But unfortunately, you can't write off a family member. Even if you hate them, even if they did you wrong, you're not supposed to. There's some sort of a blood connection. So one of you had emailed me, you live near your parents, and you are fighting with them all the time. You're always the bad guy because you didn't stop by. You didn't take them out to dinner. You don't call them as often. Yet your brother or your sister, who lives across the country, is always the favorite. And if they call once a month, they look like heroes. That always happens. It's some paradox, that I can't explain, where the family that's closer are the ones that get beat up on all the time. And what this does is when the other family members see it, they're like, oh, thank God I'm here with space. Well, the problem we have is if nobody's taking care of their family members, we as a country have to take care of the family members. I can't tell you how many older individuals I see. I'm about to give them a cancer diagnosis, and I go, look, where's your, let me talk to your son or daughter. Oh, they don't live near me. All right, well, let me call them. Maybe what we need to do is get you close to them. And no, they don't want me near there, and I don't want to go there. And I'm like, so wait a second, you're going to be alone while you're dealing with this cancer diagnosis? Yeah, they want it that way, and I guess that's the way it's going to be. Well, that's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying that that's what's happening with these families. I let something very similar happen to my own family. Alright? I was the one that was the doctor, so I was the one that had to take care of everybody in the family. And then all of a sudden I'm the bad guy. It always happens. It always happens. Alright? No big deal. I got tough skin. But, you know, after a while, what if that one person just can't do it anymore? And like we've seen with the recession. All right. One of you said that you were supporting one of your family members. Now they're going to have to move in with you. You don't want them to move in with you. So you don't want them to move in with you. They don't want to get their own place. Nobody else wants to help them. Now, boom, we have stress. And if you tell them to go take a hike, they're just going to be on the government dime. And so I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what the solution is. I mean, I know what the problem is, and the problem is getting bigger and bigger. But you don't have to live with your family anymore. You're able to communicate with your family overseas instantaneously with texts and emails. Yet nobody wants to be in the vicinity of their family. Now, we may make jokes a lot on the show about that, okay? You know, it's always fun, you know, to do in-law jokes and parent jokes. But we need to stop joking, all right? I mean, who is taking care of whom in the family? All right, look at autism. Now we're up to what? 1 in 51 kids, right, are born with autism or some sort of autism spectrum. So who's taking care of those kids if the parents aren't alive? You know, one of my family members put me and my husband in the will to take care of their kids, which is great. All right, we did the same thing with that family member. So of course, with that family member, we did a full blown will. We were like, look, what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that if they do have to take care of the kids, they have X, Y, and Z to take care of them with. Yet the other family, no, just they're taking care of them and that's it. I mean, are you guys even planning? Are you even strategizing? Do you guys have any plan? Do you have any relationships anymore? You know, another issue we're having with all this, you know, Facebook and Twittering and emails and, you know, nobody living in the same vicinity is the relationships I'm noticing are extremely superficial. I see what my family gives other family members for birthdays, if that, an e-card. All right, I'm not saying you have to give a gift of monetary value, but where's the let's get together? Where's the let's hug? E-cards, that's how we celebrate birthdays now. With our best friends, e-cards, are you serious, people? So my suggestion to you is if you aren't in the situation that I see a lot of middle-aged Americans being, where they are, and I hate to use the word stuck, but they are burdened, right, for the whole family with the task of taking care of the grandparents, and start preparing early on, all right? Because when that hits, it's devastating. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dial. See, I know, there's all these men running around here. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're all handsome, too. Got big thanks to Tom, who was working the dial. So big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, very, very frightening weekend for many people when they heard that one was dead and 13 were injured in a Southern California lightning storm. Apparently, this was a packed Venice Beach on Sunday, and a 20-year-old man was killed, and I believe 12 others injured when lightning had struck the shoreline. Now, firefighters said a bolt of lightning hit the water, and the electrical current then traveled, hitting swimmers and surfers. They think 13 patients total were affected, They had to transport a total of 8 patients. 5 others were injured, but did not require hospitalization. Now, the guy that died, unfortunately, was swimming at the time. He had gone missing after the lightning strike. Lifeguards found him in full cardiac arrest. They started CPR, transported him in critical condition to Marina Del Rey Hospital, but he died there at the hospital. Another person critically injured was a surfer. Now, right now we're kind of in the monsoon season. L.A. and Nevada, Southern California and Nevada get affected. I don't think as much as Arizona. We see a lot more of these storms and thunderstorms. I remember living there. It seemed to be a lot more lightning than now, but we're definitely getting it. I mean, we got it here in Vegas. In fact, we were kind of doing a staycation. We were staying at one of the hotels because they have one of the best pools ever, Mandalay Bay. And a phenomenal hotel because they have like a beach. Okay. I mean, obviously it's not as good as being on the coast, but here we are. And, I started to see the clouds and, I told my husband, as soon as I see any lightning, we probably need to leave. Of course, the lifeguards there are awesome. As soon as they saw lightning, they immediately evacuated the pool. They evacuated the pool for about 45 minutes. Usually, rule of thumb is to evacuate for at least 30 minutes. And any other lightning you see, you add another 30 minutes, but to play it safe, they did 45 minutes. People in the pool didn't know what was going on. So my husband said there's a shark. it's a public pool, right? Then it was funny too, because this pool, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And you could see people in the hotel. You could see windows of the Mandalay Bay area and the pool. Okay. And it's gorgeous. And you see people kind of looking, going, why is everybody out of the water, because there really wasn't much of a storm. I mean, there was, it was still sunny and everything. And so I had told the people walking by, somebody must have pooped in the pool. They had a floater and they had to clean it. Okay. And I was like, no, because I didn't want Mandalay Bay to get hurt. Mandalay Bay's pool was like crystal clear, clean. And I'd be like, oh my God, really, somebody pooped in the pool? I'm like, no, it was lightning. And they're like, wait, lightning? I don't believe that. I believe the poop. Trust me, nobody pooped in the pool. And there was no shark. But anyway, people always ask, how do you get hurt, by lightning? I was on Doug McIntyre in the Morning with Terry Ray discussing this with in terms of what does lightning do to the body. So what we're going to do is we're going to discuss that real quickly. How does lightning affect the body during a lightning strike? Okay, well, first, you have multiple different ways that you can get hurt by lightning. One is the direct blow. And the direct blow, that's bad, because you could have an entrance and an exit wound. I mean, many people with a direct blow, they die. But most people live, all right? Most people live through these electrical shocks. And the reason why is they may get a side hit where it hits something next to them, and that's getting the biggest jolt. But as the electricity is dispersed, if you have cleats or something like that on, or if you have some sort of metal, or if you're tall or in the vicinity, you capture the current and the current goes through you. You can still get burns and entrance wounds and exit wounds, but hopefully it's not of the same force as the initial electrical current. And then you have ground currents, where the electricity hits something like a tree. And then as the tree is grounded and the electricity starts to get dispersed along the ground, those people standing on the ground feel it.
Okay.
People who feel lightning and don't die, obviously, they report that they feel a jolt, they feel tingly, they feel weird, they feel a little off, but they can feel it, Now, in the water, remember, water conducts electricity. You got sodium chloride in the water. So if you're in the water, no, you are a huge risk. See, people always think it's something tall. All right, so they think because water is flat and water is sea level, you're probably safer on a beach or in sea level. All right, because people are always nervous about being up in the mountains, being up by trees. Many campers will pick camping by smaller trees and not larger trees, because if the lightning's going to hit, it's going to hit and capture the bigger tree before it hits the smaller trees. So whatever is taller is going to get hit first. That's why smaller trees appear to be safer, even though they could still be affected. And campers like to go near smaller trees or be in open clearings, as opposed to right under a big tall tree. So if you're in the water, you are then the thing sticking up. you are then the tallest thing in the water. I know you could say, well, I could be underwater for how long? I mean, if there's a two-hour lightning storm, really? Okay? I mean, lightning strikes fast, people. So if you are above the water, which you should be, or I think a surfer was also hit in California, that's because they are above the water. They're the ones that get hit first. All right? And so you never want to be in the water. Whenever there's a lightning storm, get out. Okay? So what is the worst thing that can happen to you with a lightning injury? Well, one is you could go into cardiac arrest. Okay, so your heart could stop because remember, you're getting the electrical current, the electrical charge. It could screw you up, especially if you're cardiac vulnerable with a pacemaker, etc. All right, and then, of course, the electrical burns. All right, now, the interesting thing is, according to patient.co.uk, they say that electrical burn injuries account for 3 to 4% of burn unit admissions. All right, now, burn injuries not only happen with, like, the lightning, but you could also get, if you're an electrician, somebody working on those somebody working for the power company, one of the linemen, etc. All right, but kids usually are the ones that have more of the electrical injuries if they play around with sockets, etc. And they say for every death, there are 2 serious injuries and 36 reported electric shocks. Males seem to die more than females. Many of the deaths occur in the spring and summer months. And, of course, why? Because you guys are in the pool. All right. Now, what actually happens? Well, it causes cell death. It causes cell destruction. The cell membrane resting potential uses electricity. Electricity and ions and electrons, etc. These things need to be in play for the cell wall to do what it needs to do. When that gets messed up, you start to have a lot of cell death. You get you could get little clots. You could get muscle issues. Your calcium channels aren't conducting as appropriately. So you could also get muscle contractions. So somebody that gets hit by lightning will complain of having major muscle contractions. Sometimes the muscle won't stop contracting. And if this happens at a very at a microscopic level, you can actually stop breathing. I mean, this is some serious stuff. Okay? Now, what else happens? Okay, so the nervous system, okay? So we have your nerves. Could you stroke? Well, technically, but seizures is something that would come to my mind as happening more often. You have electrical activity in the brain, so you could seize. You could go into a coma. Some people that are struck by lightning, they could have pain forever. You thought shingles pain was bad. Imagine a lightning strike. I had a patient who was struck by lightning twice. They just were always in pain twice. He was struck by lightning twice. No, never won the lottery. I told him he should. Twice he was struck by lightning. All right. And then, of course, the kidneys. All right. Many of these people could go into kidney failure. All right. Because remember, you have damage to the vessels. You have damage to the organs. Now you have all this excess cell crap that got destroyed from the electrical charge that now the kidneys have to try and figure out how to filter it all, and they can't. You know, some people ask, I remember somebody had called Dr. Dean Adele and said they had gotten an electric shock and they were pregnant. You know, what about the baby? And Dr. Dean Adele, phenomenal. He was a radio host for years who had one of my idols, definitely, and mentors. I mean, phenomenal. Physician and clinician, you know, he had said most likely the fetus is fine. There's a lot of protective mechanisms. I would like to add to that, that still, even though there can be protection there, you still could have fetal issues. All right? If you are electrocuted while pregnant, okay, you could have you could miscarry. The baby could have cardiac arrest. The baby could not grow. So these are pretty, you know, these are pretty important. So let's quickly talk about it when we come back. First aid, okay, of the electrical shocks. All right, bye-bye. I'm on break.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so lightning strike treatment. What to do when somebody is struck by lightning? All right, so, you know, when somebody is currently being electrocuted, you do not want to touch a body while you see the electricity buzzing on them, okay? So you use a piece of wood to get them away from the electrical charge. Make sure you are never a victim yourself. However, if somebody was struck by lightning, the body itself will not carry the current. Okay, so the body itself then should be safe to approach. But first and foremost, you call 911, because if you forget anything I say, I would rather 911 handle it. Okay, next. Okay, you need to make sure that if it is a lightning storm, now you are the tallest person. Remember, your victim now is down on the ground. You are hovering over the victim. You are now the one that's at risk. So make sure, okay, yeah, make sure you lay low. And we'll talk about what to do during an electrical storm, okay? Most likely that person, in addition to having burn injuries, is in cardiac arrest. So you need to be prepared to begin CPR. All right. Sometimes you could use an AED. The electrical current is gone, so you could start using an AED if you have to. All right. Do not, though, remove the burnt clothing, they say, because if you want to still allow them to have. I mean, here's the thing. Me as a doctor, I'm going to remove clothing and assess and look at the situation, etc. But what we don't want you to do is start, you know, taking off their clothes when you need to be performing CPR. So make sure somebody's on phone with 911. Again, if they're on the phone, don't have them stand in the middle of a lightning storm. Make sure they are low, okay? Take cover, so to speak, okay? You want to lay the victim down. If they are slumped over, you want to lay them down. If there is a way you could do Trendelenburg, having their head a little bit lower than their torso and their legs, even better. But you want to make sure that they're getting blood flow to the head, all right? And then, you know, Your job is to make sure that they just stay alive long enough for the paramedics to come. So you don't, you know, if they're bleeding, we've talked about bleeding, how you can tourniquet or how you can provide pressure. Apply direct pressure is some of the best things to do if you don't know how to tourniquet, okay? And then you want to, you know, just kind of calm down, look at the situation, and see what needs to be done. Check for the pulse before you start doing CPR. Check to see if they have a pulse. Check to make sure they're breathing. If they're breathing, et cetera, and they're just out of it right now, all right, you just monitor their breathing, monitor their pulse till the paramedics come. Okay? If there's anything that has to have pressure put on it, you put pressure on it. Okay? And you make sure that you stay low. If there is a lightning storm, okay, they say remain indoors. Now, some of you will say, well, what if I'm in my car? The car has metal. Well, just don't touch the metal, okay? These side flashes that can hit can catch on to metal. That's that side sort of exposure we talked about. Stay away from the door. Stay away from the window. Stay away from fireplaces and metal objects, all right? If you can't find shelter, they say make sure you're away from tall, tall trees. Make sure you're away from tall mountaintops. Go more into like a pasture, etc. All right. You should crouch to the ground, limbs close together, kind of fetal position, like really, really tight and small, etc. Because you want to have as little surface area as possible. We don't really recommend you lying on the ground, spread eagle. I wouldn't do that, okay? Because, again, then you're taking up more surface area. You want to get as small as possible and have as little surface area as possible during a lightning storm. Of course, you want to stay out of the pool. Some of you have asked me about airplanes. Airplanes are really, really good with handling lightning, okay? Usually, your pilots are going to avoid weather, so they'll know how to sideswipe weather. But your job is to make sure that you are just doing exactly what the flight attendants say. Usually the lightning doesn't affect the plane, so the plane should not be grounded. All right, so any questions you have, definitely call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or you can always email at drdahlia.com. We're expecting more and more storms. So, remember, lightning, it's pretty. I get that, but don't touch metal. Okay, if you want to watch it outside and you're under a hanging, don't hold on to any metal railing. Just stay away from the metal. All right, now, this is interesting. According to Science World Report, trees save more than 150 human lives per year. Urban forests reduce respiratory problems, they say. I agree. Scientists found that trees save more than 850 human lives per year and prevent 670,000 incidents of acute respiratory syndromes. Trees can remove pollution from the air and make it safer to breathe. Yet scientists, I guess, wanted to know actually how much. All right, so they quantitated this. This is what scientists do. They like doing this geeky type stuff, and I think it's pretty cool. So they looked at four pollutants: nitrogen dioxide, ozone, sulfur dioxide, and particulate matter less than 2.5 microns. They found that pollution removal is substantially higher where you have more trees. Duh. I mean, remember, trees do photosynthesis. Trees do a lot to help purify the air. I love it. Every time I go out into the mountains, oh my gosh, you could just feel the air tastes better. They say the effects on human health are substantially greater in urban areas than rural areas. Tree pollution removal equated to an average air quality improvement of less than 1%, but the impacts were substantial. They say that it could actually save us $7 billion each year to save our trees. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to go off on saving the trees, okay? I mean, I love trees, right? And I feel bad for all the paper we use in the office still. I mean, we still use a lot of paper. And so, I love trees. I really, really do. And I live kind of in a suburban area. I live in the desert, so it's very, very hard to grow trees and have them last. But, there's definitely something to living rural versus urban. We've talked about heart disease. We've talked about autism. We've talked about cancer. We've talked about stress. You know, there's not a lot of benefits of living urban. Yeah, there's jobs. But I got to tell you, you know, being the age I am now, boy, you know, when I do go to a more rural area, boy, do I appreciate, A, the air quality, B, the lack of stress. Now, true, I'm on vacation. All right? I mean, I still have to, you know, you're not working in a rural area. It doesn't really decrease the amount of stress versus you working in an urban area. But just, you know, if you could plant more trees, all right, you know, please, just, you know, let's save the trees. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is very, very interesting. A study has come out suggesting that we do not let kids drink pool water. I caught my son doing that the other day. I'm like, why are you putting pool water in your mouth? Now, remember, okay, pool water is supposed to be harmless. However, pool water has chlorine. Now, chlorine is supposed to eliminate a lot of the bacteria, but what if the kid doesn't tolerate chlorine? Okay? Now, we've talked about how 1 in 5 admit to peeing in the pool. So if that chlorine hasn't had time to deal with the pee-pee, mind you, a lot of you people think that pee-pee is sterile. It's not 100% sterile. It isn't. There's a lot of bacteria that can still go up from the urethra into the bladder, okay? It's supposed to be when it's made sterile, but as it goes down, depending on what it touches, there could be bacteria introduced. All right. And so, you know, before the chlorine has a chance, remember, chlorine is supposed to deal with the bacteria, deal with viruses, but nothing's dealing with all the little chemicals that come out of people's bodies, etc. Not to mention, take a look. You have sunscreen, suntan oil, sweat, all that other stuff in the water. And it's pretty disgusting. Not to mention pee-pee and poo-poo. E. coli is one of the biggest pathogens we could see in the pool. Anyway, the first signs of trouble, if your child is developing some sort of issue, is they'll have an upset stomach, they could have trouble coughing, trouble breathing, they could be tired. These are called recreational water illnesses. All right. There's also such a thing as chlorine poisoning. So make sure you wash the kid off with chlorine. Always make them take a shower, wash for flu type symptoms and cough, etc.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDahlia. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Some of you have been confused with this announcement that the IRS is capping fines for uninsured Americans at $12,000. And some of you thought it was only supposed to be $100 or $200 a year. So let's kind of clarify this. And, you know, mind you, I'm confused just as you are. Because whatever they said they were doing with Obamacare keeps changing at Obama's will. So I'm just trying to keep up as you all have. But it sounds like right now the IRS is going to cap individual fines at $2,448 per individual or $12,240 for a family of five. Now, why so high? It's actually I don't want to say a good thing because nothing with Obamacare is good, but it actually is a reprieve for some people because you're supposed to be fined, okay? Either whichever is more, okay? Your penalties are supposed to start at about $95 per adult and $47.50 for a child. And then it rises to 1% of household income this year. In 2016, they jumped to $695 per adult and half of that for a child or 2.5% of household income. So if your income is $100,000, okay, your household income is $100,000, you have to pay whichever is more, which means you would pay $2,500, okay? So if you have a $40,000 a year job, your husband has a $60,000 a year job, or wife does or whatever, and you guys make $100,000, $2,500, whichever is more, $695 per adult, or plus the children, so $695 and then half of that, so it's about $703.50. So if you have a family of five, $350 times that's about $1,024. You see how it's, you know, you're paying basically at $100,000 of the salary, you're paying roughly the same. If you make more than $100,000, the cap will help you. They say the cap described by the IRS, okay, will help people with higher incomes. If you have lower income, like if you have if you make $80,000 a year, you're probably going to be fined the $695 per year per adult. Now, they think 4 million people are expected to pay the penalties, all right? They originally thought that it would be more, but they think 4 million people are expected to pay the penalty. I don't see how they know that because, I mean, nobody knows that, except you guys, nobody knows that my insurance is going to be dropped as of December. We had that little bit of an extension, right, you know, for the Obamacare policies. And if your policy isn't an Obamacare policy, they will not grandfather it in. So here we are losing our health insurance. And I've already looked. It's almost financially impossible to cover my family on the Obamacare website because I don't qualify for subsidies. So at that point, I'm going to be uninsured. Well, you know, it's still $12,000 a year. Now, what is so important is if you make over $100,000 a year, okay, you really need to look at this $12,000 number. Many of us have decided that there is no way in hell we are going to pay $1,000 a month for our health insurance. No way. Well, now that we realize that we are going to be paid $12,000 anyway to somebody. Now, mind you, I hope you can get insurance for $1,000 a month. Okay, I saw some of the crappy insurance for $895 a month. That already looked kind of frightening. Okay, and I don't know if that was for the whole family or not. But, it starts to now make you look at the situation a little differently. For those of you that did, you know, weren't feeling the tax that the Obama administration is giving you, this tax is a lot. There was a talk of, oh, it's just a little tax, so people will take that instead. All right, well, now you're looking at a cap of $12,000 a year. That's a lot. Okay, now Obamacare sign-up period ended this spring. So if you have very, very special circumstances, a move, a divorce, a birth of a child, you can add on Obamacare coverage. Other than that, the next enrollment period is not going to be until November 15th. They say coverage during that time will not take place, of course, until 2015. Now, that should protect you, I mean, the other question I have is with the IRS, okay, how long do you have to have the insurance? Do you have to be currently insured as the time of the time you do your taxes, which I don't think the answer is, or do you have to show proof of insurance for the whole entire year of the year before? That's something we'll need to ask our accountant whenever we have the accountant on the show to answer those questions, because that'll be interesting. All right, now, federal health officials on Thursday, last Thursday, said 6.8 million families are due to get a refund from their health insurer this summer. The refunds are averaging $80 per family, and they're going to be made in the form of a check or premium reduction. Okay, $80 compared to the $1,000, that still doesn't cut it. Refunds are the result of a provision of the Affordable Health Care Act barring insurers from spending more than 20% of premium dollars on administration and marketing expenses. So if they pay more for their marketing, or they pay more for administration, they're supposed to cut you back some of the refund. But $80 per family, and rates went up to $1,000, really? $920 now? What used to cost $250 is now costing $920? Are you kidding me? Anyway, this is something that it gets worse every day it progresses. And I'm really sorry, to you guys for this. I mean, I feel like we all could have done a hell of a lot more, and we didn't. Some of us thought, well, we voted for Romney. Voting for Romney wasn't enough, okay? I mean, this is a big, huge cluster that a lot of us caused, even people that voted for Obama. I have patients that voted for Obama. They apologized to me, and I'm like, it's not just you, okay? I mean, just because you voted for Obama, this was going to happen, okay? Healthcare was a complete mess. Whoever was in government was going to want to take over healthcare. Taking over healthcare is the biggest lottery winning that any political group can take. Okay? Luckily, the Republicans seem to be less wanting to be up in our business when it comes to healthcare. But somebody was going to, because the healthcare crisis really got bad just because Obama and the Congress was talking about starting a public option. So once people knew that socialism was on its way, everybody panicked. These insurance companies are hiking up the rates because they know they're going to be out of business. They know that the private insurance market is not going to last. And that's why they're hiking up their payments, because they know public option or some sort of national socialized medicine is going to take over. And unless they win the contract, which they probably won't, there's probably going to be some government-run insurance, they are going to be out. Okay? This is what Armageddon looks like. All right? People take advantage. They lose. They whatever. All right? There is no reason why the rate should have gone up to $1,000 per person. And I tell you why. Some people say, well, it's because of the pre-existing condition clause. But the Affordable Health Care Act, insurance companies now have to cover you even if you don't have pre-existing conditions. Yeah, but $1,000 a person doesn't cover it. If that was the case, they'd be charging $5,000 a person. All right? They will not be able to stay in business. Even charging you $5,000 a month is not going to cover the pre-existing clause. It will not do it. Because if you don't pay for insurance until you need it, and now you have a $25,000 surgery, all right? There is no way for them to make the premiums up. Right now, they are going down with the fight. And unfortunately, the fight is not to the government. The fight is to us. And now you have to decide, based on your income, if you could afford the $695, let's just say $700 a person. All right? $700 and then $350 for your kids. All right? You got a family of six. That's a lot of money that you're going to have to come out with. All right? And remember, it's whatever is more. So if your income is more than that, you're paying that in fines. So don't think you're just paying $695 at the end of the year for taxes. You could be paying thousands upon thousands of dollars. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.